shoes to the bottom of his hair, with his face to the wall. As he got up out of bed, he was thrown to the cold, but never knowing where it led. The strangest feeling grew and grew through his mind, it spread. But somehow everybody knew the secrets in his head. With no escape from what he heard, a most uncommon sound. His vision blurred, his breathing stirred, no reason could be found. No reason could be found. Every door, trying everything he might, but he heard it all the more. So he ran to the hillside, then he wandered by the shore, and heard the sound even louder than the ocean's mighty roar. So he set right down the truth to learn, brushing back his wild mustache. He left no stone unturned, his life before him flashed. His mind a blank, his body grown, his faith put to the test. Making no left turn on stone, he got it off his chest. Straightforward, he confessed.
How y'all doing this afternoon? It's really great.
Yeah, how's everything? You okay? I mean, how you looking? You're feeling okay.
They're looking pretty damn good, David. I just want to let you know that we brought our own little traveling flea market to contribute to all the other marketing geniuses here, and we call it the Freak Boutique, and it's over here somewhere, and you can get copies of our two album releases, soon to be three, and t-shirts and all the other cool stuff. And if you go over there and sign up on our mailing list, you can get on the bus with us, and we're all going to go out for some high adventure together.